You're lying in Shavasana with the body in a long straight line. Space between the feet. Arms down by the sides. Palms of the hands facing upwards or slightly curled in. Shoulders down a little. Chin down a little. Eyes and mouth gently closed. And you allow this whole body to begin to rest. And then getting a sense of the whole body and becoming aware of the whole outside of the body. And then the whole inside of the body. Side of the body again. And then take the awareness down into the feet and just feel both feet. And the legs. And the buttocks and the lower back, the middle of the back, the upper back, and the shoulders. Just feel the arms and the hands, feel the neck. Head and all the muscles in the face, front of the neck, the chest, and the tummy area, and the pelvic area. Just feel the whole body. Resting. Feel that this whole body is quiet and still. And in the stillness, find the body's own natural breath. Noticing the pace of this breath. take the awareness down below the navel and begin that very gentle abdominal breath. And with that breath, feel that you're allowing the belly to rise, pushing the belly up a little as you breathe in, pausing for a moment or two, and then allowing the belly to just sink back down as you breathe out and hold the breath out, and then continuing on with the practice. Slow, deep breath down into the belly. After the next breath, moving up a little higher, up into the middle part of the lungs and the upper part of the lungs for the combined middle and upper chest breath. So for that breath, you are broadening the rib cage, expanding the lungs out to the sides, and then you lift the chest a little underneath the collarbones. You hold the breath in a little. And again, as you breathe out, you let it all move back down. Just continue that practice for a little bit. With this breath, you're stimulating the heart space in yoga said to be responsible for compassion and love for ourselves and for other people, and balancing that area a little. And after the next breath like that, moving to the full, deep yogic breath. Where you're breathing down into the belly, and then you continue expanding up into the chest, up to the upper chest, the whole full breath. And then a slow, slow breath all the way out. Remembering to pause at the end of the inhalation and the end of the exhalation. When you have a smooth flow of breath in and out, you start to count the length of the inhalation and make the exhalation the same. And then if that's quite comfortable, you have the pauses the same length. So maybe you're breathing in for a count of five, holding the breath in for a count of five, breathing out for a count of five and holding the breath out for a count of five. And if that feels like it's too much, then just wait with the breath held for maybe half that length. And then whatever way you're breathing right now, keep that going. But add the stretching motion to that. So if you have a pillow, you need to remove it for the stretch. So you just continue on, knowing that on the inhalation, the arms move up and back behind you, and you stretch the arms, and you stretch the legs and point the toes away. You hold the breath inside as you stretch the arms for whatever count you have. You lower the arms back down along the sides on your exhalation for the same, whatever your count is, and you hold the breath out for the length of your count with the arms just down by the side. So continuing on with that equalizing breath with the arm movement. And you could also add the visualization of the square to give you that sense of all parts of the breath being equal. So imagine that you're tracing the shape of a square inside the head, with each part of the breath. Each alternate time, pointing the toes a different direction. So every second time, the toes point towards the face and you stretch into the heels. And just one more time after this one is complete, and then just lying there quietly.